It's another edition of Austin Packer Football Rewind for a Saturday, Week 3 Saturday here on MyAustinMinnesota.com, available exclusively on MyAustinMinnesota.com. I'm Jason Brandt, News and Sports Director here at AM 1480 KAUS Radio, and our special guest, as always, and we really appreciate his time on a Saturday, the head coach of the Austin Packers, Ed Schmidt, to talk with us about last night's game up in New Prague against the Trojans. And Ed, we were talking before we came on here, a valiant effort, great effort by the guys last night. Obviously, you're in that game, and to say the least, four lead changes in the second half, and you're trying to enact the fifth one on a drive down the field. But New Prague, a play they had not defensed all night long, all of a sudden they do defense it, and they get an interception return for a touchdown. That unfortunately turned the game in their favor, but a whale of an effort by the guys from the opening. From the opening kickoff to the final gun last night.
Yeah, very, very proud of our effort last night. Kids played well. I mean, you had two guys we talked about on the way home, a couple coaches and I, that like Lou Goins and Sam Aird never came off the field. And
wow.
That's as far as offense and defense. I mean, they settled in with them on special teams, but, that our defense was out there. Gosh, I think their first drive was 8 or 9 minutes long, and right off the bat, you're getting tired right away.
Yeah,
and back and forth game. I was very, very happy with the kids and a couple starters that didn't play. They were game time type decisions, and they just couldn't go. So, that hurts. But the kids that filled in, they did what we asked them to do, and. Got the short end of the stick, but I'm very pleased with the effort and commitment to the program that these kids are making.
Yeah, and it's kind of that next man up mentality. And like you said, and I use the word methodical to the point where I probably shouldn't have used it anymore last night, Ed, but you got to give it credit to New Prague. They had, like you said, that first drive about 8 minutes long or over 8 minutes long. They had drives of 12 plays, 14 plays in the game, 9 plays. 13 plays, unfortunately, the kind of the common denominator in those drives, a third down, and they really ran a rollout pass very, very well, and it didn't matter which way that their quarterback was rolling, to his left or his right, through the ball very, very well in either, and that was kind of their go-to play on third down last night.
Absolutely, and that was, pregame, you and I had talked about that we knew, kind of what they did, just like North Wing, they leak out, they do some play action, they roll out, they look for that tight end or somebody coming across the field, and it's as a coach, you sit there and you kind of know it's coming, and the frustrating part is that even though you know it's coming, even if the kids knew it, we just couldn't stop it.
Yeah,
it's frustrating, but again, it's high school football.
Yeah.
So, I think at one point last night, and this isn't like an excuse or anything, that we had three sophomores playing defense at one time last night.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great learning, for those guys. Trying to build that depth, so for later in the season that we got guys to turn to in a time of need. So,
yeah.
And sometimes you don't believe your eyes. You don't. And these are young kids. So it's not that I'm, I don't get mad that we couldn't stop that. It's just a thing of, eventually these guys, they'll learn that, okay, what I watch in the film, is what they're going to do. It's their go-to play, and I know where I need to be, and maybe we get that pick six.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And sometimes you just have to tip your cap to the other team, and like you said, looks to be obviously one of their bread and butter plays, and it's well executed. And sometimes there's just no defense for plays that are well executed like that. But we talked about the effort of the guys last night, and it was evident obviously right away in the first quarter, Ed, where like you said, New Prague. Marches down the field, they score a touchdown, then they force a three and out, but then on the next play, boy, I tell you what a game Peyton Ransom played last night, a pair of interceptions, and then right after the interception, his first one, a quick pass over the middle to him, and it seemed that play, it was a 65-yard pass play between himself and or between he and Jack Lang, and that really seemed to kickstart you guys and get you into the game.
Yeah, Peyton is a phenomenal athlete, and he's a super kid. coachable, so even keeled. I mean, he was beating himself up over the you know, catching the ball and getting caught from behind and fumbling the ball. But I mean, it happens. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what we did there was just kind of ran like a little RPO run pass option. We saw those linebackers really cheated up when we tried to run to the outside. So we just had him run a little slant behind it. And Jack hit him right in stride and off to the races. So, Jordan, that's his brother. Peyton is a great athlete that, mm-hmm. If he's just a little bit faster, but no, I'm just kidding. I mean, another kid that played both ways, pretty much the whole game.
Yeah.
So, and he plays a lot of special teams. So another guy that I probably should have mentioned in there, but never complained, never wanted to come off the field. Like I said, great kid, great athlete.
Yeah, very much so. And then that was the second he did that. That happened again after his other interception, where basically the same play. And like you said, unfortunately, that one ended in a fumble, and that was way toward the end of the first half. But that first catch and run of his gives you leads to your first touchdown. And it was fun to see Jeremiah Landry getting his first varsity touchdown. He got, like you said, because of an injury, pushed into the starting role last night. And it was tough going for the running game last night, and that was another thing that I had noticed, that when New Prague played Century, that boy, Century could not move the ball on the ground against him. Through the air they did, but not on the ground. And it was tough sledding, but Jeremiah getting his first varsity touchdown last night.
Yeah, Jeremiah runs hard. I talked about that in the pregame.
Mm-hmm.
First start as a sophomore. I thought he did a really good job in the block game, the pass game too. There's times he stepped up and took on one of those linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
And, not enough credit goes to that kind of a thing where you're just sacrificing yourself so that your quarterback doesn't get drilled, And Jeremiah played well, even though, the stats aren't huge as far as the run game. But, yeah, we saw the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They commit themselves to stop the run, but that leaves the middle open. And once we get inside, of their outside guys, that middle's wide open, so all you got to do is throw it out there. And that was our game plan going in, is that we can spread them out a little bit. We can use that the tight end and the H-back to and just go two-man routes there, and
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of what we did.
Yeah, very much so, and it had to be good to see that. And as we talked in the pregame show, you're obviously looking for the offense to get rolling. The defense had scored more points than the offense, but especially the passing game last night. You're always trying to accentuate the positive. That was a huge positive last night, as Jack Lang and your receivers put up some nice numbers last night.
Yep, it was nice that they clicked. You got two juniors and Osgood and Ransom, and then you got Manny out there that we're confident in. So, sometimes we've got to look at that H-back a little bit too, that gets out there. But very, very happy. I was very happy with Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he's another guy that he hung his head a little bit after that pick six. But like I told him, that's just part of the game. There's...
Mm-hmm.
That route was open all night long, and if you didn't see the kid, you didn't see the kid. So that,
yeah.
Again, you tip your cap to them. One time that the kid didn't move like we thought he would, and they made the play. So, but overall, happy with the pass game. It's nice to see that we can light up the scoreboard a little bit too, and mm-hmm. The stats.
Yeah, that's for sure. And as mentioned, that pick six, unfortunately, was the where was the clinching score. But again, a great effort by the guys last night. Like I said, from the opening kickoff to the closing, or to the closing gun or the buzzer. And looking ahead to next weekend, of course, it's homecoming, so we have all the activities and fun involved in that. But then looming ahead, the Owatonna Huskies, your homecoming opponent, and here again, we've said it before, but in case listeners have missed it, that you're getting game tapes of teams that have played Mankato West the previous week, and that's the case again this week. So West, an awfully good team. They won 38-7 last night against Owatonna. But is it a typical Husky team, good offensive and defensive lines, fast, aggressive, and some pretty good skill players there?
Yep, you nailed it. I mean, your typical, I know they had an offensive lineman, an all-conference guy, before the year started, tore his ACL. That's out for the year. I know their quarterback, I wasn't able to watch a lot of film. We didn't get back last night till about 11:30, and by the time I got out of here, about 12:15, that's about 3 hours past my bedtime. So
I hear you.
I went straight to bed and got down here for our youth football league going on. I've only watched, you know, probably about a half hour of film so far, but you know, they look good. I mean, they're playing a 3-4 defense. At least they did against Mankato West last night, and their safeties are in the box, you know, playing man coverage. So hopefully, you know, again, I know their corners are pretty good, pretty quick. We're hoping to get some, you know, run some good routes and put the ball on them and run the ball when we can run.
Yeah, then I just real quick, in closing, about youth football, boy, well attended to say the least. I was driving by the field last Saturday and a huge crowd, and it's really fun to see it be so successful. It's a really good time down there at Byard Hass Stadium on a Saturday morning.
Absolutely, yeah. You got the third and fourth grade playing. That's the league that we run, and then you got the fifth and sixth graders playing on the other field. But yeah, I mean, I went to the fifth and sixth grade game on Wednesday night, and the track field was the crowd was it was packed in there, and
wow.
We had lawn chairs around there too. So awesome entertainment, free entertainment.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, these little guys give it their best, and it's fun to watch the smiles on their faces. And
exactly,
you know, we don't do the weight limit or anything like that running the ball, so we have kids that are. Once in a while, a little lineman will get out there and get to run the ball too. So we don't want to limit their, you know, just say you're only a lineman because, you know, as a chubby kid growing up, that was never a fun thing just to play line the whole
no.
time. You wanted to play some quarterback and play some tight end or receiver or something. But
exactly.
But yeah, well attended, and you know, as you can hear, they get loud once in a while, and it's great to hear the crowd yell a little bit for their kids.
Yeah, it's a really good time, and encourage the listeners to stop on down and watch that on Saturday morning. So, well, Ed, always a pleasure to have you with us here on Austin Packer Football Rewind on MyAustinMinnesota.com. Ed Schmidt, the head coach of the Austin Packers. And next we speak, Ed, we'll talk before the Owatonna game again. Homecoming coming up this week. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll talk to you before the Husky game coming up here next Friday. But until then, have yourself a great week, and best of, the week to the guys here for practice and getting ready for the game, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for your time.
That sounds great. Always appreciate talking to you.